crew members were only given a week to prepare Silo City for this weekend's site-specific production of Storehouse. So they've had little time to reflect on their success of last year's effort, Motion Picture. With its use of war reenactors, digital projections, equestrian elements, and a helicopter, Motion Picture made Silo City the place to be last summer.
I was astounded by it, to be honest. I didn't know what to expect.
Colin Dabkowski is the Buffalo News arts critic. He says social media erupted after the initial showing of Motion Picture, ensuring sold-out crowds for the rest of the weekend.
It was the most interesting thing I had seen. Because of the way it used this post-industrial space, I think that was the key element to it.
Of course, that was last year. But what about this year? With this original music score providing some clues of what the audiences might expect, Storehouse opens Friday night at Silo City. But according to director and writer Dan Shanahan, there is so much more to imagine.
Yeah, admittedly, our work, when first being approached, can be either complicated or maybe outside of certain people's expectations of what performance and theater can be.
Shanahan's Torn Space Theater has earned the reputation for consistently stretching expectations. Case in point, to discuss Storehouse, we meet at Casey's Fitness Center on Symphony Circle in the basement where their boxing classes take place. Casey's holds boxing classes every day, drawing men and women, young and old, athletes and non-athletes, with about 20 in each class. Dan Shanahan plans to incorporate boxing into this weekend's presentation of Storehouse at Silo City.
Well, I've always been really fascinated by just boxing and how it kind of looks and the ideas behind it.
What do you like about boxing?
Would that be okay? Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah?
Everything, yeah.
Training at KC's on this morning is Sean McDonald, who says he's been boxing for a total of 8 years.
You'll be in shape. It's definitely the most intense aerobic sport / workout that you can do.
McDonald is working out with Pietro Moscato, who's going to be one of the featured boxers for Storehouse. Moscato says he's been boxing for 17 years.
Yeah, it's mainly, I wanted to compete when I was younger, but I learned from my mentor, Kevin Cunningham. I really appreciated the art, so I just dedicated myself to learning and training.
Pietro Moscato has competed in front of audiences during Golden Gloves competitions previously, but this weekend, he'll be one of the performers for Storehouse at Silo City, where he'll be boxing atop the American Warehouse in full view of the Buffalo skyline.
I don't know, I'm excited for it, you know, because what excites me about is the silos, you know, actually, the way Dan was describing it, if it's outdoors, you're on the roof, you know, that's something that's exciting, where you hold that type of venue just out in the open, you know, not necessarily always indoors or enclosed.
According to Dan Shanahan, the public will be getting one of its first chances this weekend to explore the American Warehouse. He says the rooftop experience will be a VIP performance, though boxing and other elements will be scattered about to provide audiences with a memorable performance. They're incorporating boxing into this particular presentation. Your thoughts when you heard that?
I thought that sounds like Dan Shanahan, Torn Space Theater.
Again, Colin Dabkowski of the Buffalo News.
They've been known for incorporating different elements. So the fact that they've got the St. Joe's Athletic Department and Casey's Fitness, you know, boxing and stuff involved in this is, it made me laugh at first, but then I thought, yeah, I can see how they're going to make that. They could make that work.
Storehouse plans to feature more than 60 performers, including the St. Joe's Athletic Department, Converge Dance, and installation performance from Frank Napolsky, with lighting design provided again this year by Brian Millerbrand. And as Dabkowski points out, the production also features what is fast becoming a star on the local scene after being ignored for so many years.
I don't think any other city has Silo City, which is really, it combines the city's industrial heritage with its grassroots arts movement in a really special way. So people have really responded to that.
Torn Space's presentation of Storehouse runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Silo City, with several performances scheduled each night. General admission is $10, VIP $50. And audiences are encouraged to pre-purchase by going to tornspacetheater.com. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.